Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, distribute it everywhere, and even earn money all in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or your computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. And when you want to take conversations with your fans to the next level, Q&As and polls are the best way to get them talking. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. Ever since I discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I feel so supported in the creation and distribution of my show. Spotify for Podcasters hosts masterclasses, office hours, and more to help creators develop and fine-tune their skills. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasters to get started. When you do more activities that have the best effects on your life, the desire to do things that don't make you feel good or that maybe you deem as bad habits, that urge to do those quote unquote like bad things will naturally kind of just disintegrate.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you fill your schedule up with things that make you feel good, naturally you just don't even have time for the bad things.
I wouldn't say that this has been a habit, but it's just been something in my life. And we can, you know, habits and I guess lifestyle can be intertwined
yeah,
here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm just sharing from personal experience. I'm not participating in hookup culture anymore.
You have to naturally come, like stumble upon the idea, no matter how many times you hear other people say it, or this is what works for me or whatever. Like you naturally have to stumble upon wanting or not wanting to participate in something.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to or back to the show. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode. I have a special guest with me today.
Hello, everybody. This is Lexi.
Hi, Lex. Welcome back to the
Thank
show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think that this is probably your like 10th appearance.
Yeah, something. It's getting up there. Are we at double digits? Should we celebrate today?
Well, we celebrate every day. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really matter what we're celebrating.
You're right.
Every day is a gift and a party.
And a present.
Today's a gift. That's why they call it
the present.
The present. Producer recommendation, hold your microphone just a little bit for maybe like a, is it, you always want to hold it like about a fist length away from your mouth.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Yeah. Keep a fist length distance from me. Wait, that's actually really close.
Okay. Anyway, Lexi and I have the giggles today.
Well, it started because I don't know what Lily said to me, but all of a sudden I took a sip of coffee and I couldn't swallow it. And
this was a big sip.
This was like 2 minutes ago too. Yeah. And I ended up spitting it out all on the blanket. It was literally like so nasty.
It was like a movie scene.
Yeah.
She got a little bit on the couch, I was but gonna not too say, much. I was actually really impressed at the lack of coffee on the couch cushions.
Well, it was like a whole big sip all on the blanket, all over my sweatshirt. Nothing got on the floor. Nothing really got on the couch. So
it was that kind of laughter where like you literally can't even breathe.
It was just
like
noise.
Silent.
And then it was silent.
Like silent laughter. Yeah. I don't even know what I said.
I have no idea.
I just said something probably stupid and then I just started laughing.
Yep. That'll do it. Okay. All right. Let's talk about the topic of
The topic at hand. Lex and I were chatting last night about the secret to maintaining high impact habits. And I was going to title this episode, The Secret to Removing or Deleting the Bad Habits from Your Life, but I'd rather keep it positive. So this episode can kind of be like both of those things, like how you can remove them and then how you can remove bad habits and then how you can maintain the good ones, because I think that the two go hand in hand.
Well, and I think when you maintain or like foster the good habits, like actually focus on that, just naturally the bad ones fall off.
100%.
Kind of like anything else. Like, I don't know. It just works that way.
100%. And I think that this topic of conversation kind of came about because there are people, whether it be in our lives or I read your DMs on social media, and all the time, the question is, how can I just do better? And I think personal development, self-improvement, doing better in general is something that we all strive to do. That's probably why you're listening to this podcast. And I hate that it's overcomplicated.
Yeah, well, I think that like it comes to like the comparison culture that we live in. Like, you know, oh, I'm going to get down on myself and, you know, kind of ruin my own day because I didn't put my feet on the floor at 6 a.m. I didn't make a healthy smoothie. I didn't get my, you know, 30-minute workout in before the sun came up. Like, you don't have to do what that girl on Instagram's doing. And honestly, sometimes whether this is true or not, I like to believe that that's more for show.
100%.
Like, 100%. I don't know. I just think that like, yes, she's probably got her morning routine down pat and good for her. Like if that works for her, that's amazing. But what works for her isn't going to always work for you. And so I think that like doing something that is healthy for you and beneficial to you, your mental health, your physical health, yada, yada, yada. Like that is the best thing you can do. But I don't think that you should start to compare yourself. I think that like all this stuff on social media and podcasts and books and, you know, all the forms of entertainment, I think that that's great. They're awesome tools. But I think if you just take little bits and pieces that work for you and integrate it that way, that's when success is born.
100%. And you said like these are forms of entertainment. Exactly. They're forms of entertainment. Yeah. And so even listening to this podcast, maybe you're just doing it on your commute. You know, maybe you can take a little nugget of wisdom, but ultimately like all of these forms are, or all of these pieces of content are at the end of the day, informative, but also to entertain,
right?
To entertain people. Cause we live in a society where we want to keep ourselves busy all the time. And like, how often do you just sit in nothingness? Like, do you ever sit without music on or without a podcast?
No,
on
I've tried to like listen to podcasts, but I'm like, I'd rather listen to music. Because I know the words and I can sing along and like put on a show in my car. You know what I mean? Like that's more entertaining to me. But then there you go. It's like a form of entertainment.
So the other morning at Evans, I did like a little, like a couple laps around the parking lot. I didn't have my phone with me. I didn't have music. I didn't have anything. And so I was forced to just run laps in the parking lot. This is at our gym. I was forced to run laps in the parking lot without any form of entertainment. And it was kind of cleansing.
Yeah, I think that like running, especially outside with nothing in your ear, is so peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's hard because I usually like loud stuff blasting in my ears.
Well, and especially working out, it's difficult because you're like,
I need a big booty mix.
Right, like, and that like gets you going and makes you go faster 100%. Or keep a tempo or whatever. But I think it's super important to sit in silence.
Another little tangent that I want to go down. I know that I said that this episode's going to be 20 minutes. It'll probably be like 30.
Oh, no.
Yeah, shot. I wanted this to be like a little like quick hitter, but that's just not the case.
This is never how it goes with the two of us.
When you mentioned the aesthetic videos, the girl on Instagram doing the perfect morning routine, as much as I love how that looks, the whole that girl trend, I think has kind of died out. But my episode titled How to Become That Girl is still by far my most listened to episode. And it's double the amount that like the number two slot is.
Wow.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That is crazy. But who is that girl?
Exactly. I saw something the other day and I want to make this a little bit of a series. So maybe we can kind of like toy with this off the mic. It basically said, how did I go from being that girl to becoming this woman?
Ooh, that is good.
Isn't that good?
That is, wow. That is a save, copy, highlight, italic, bold, underline, everything. Right. Wow. Mm-hmm. I love that.
So I think in the new year, I might do a series. Maybe that is my new year series. Transitioning awesome. From that girl to this woman. Yeah. So
especially with like all the conversations we've been having between the two of us, I think that that is very, very important.
And I think within the past like 6 months, I've really stepped into like this woman.
Your feminine energy is coming out and that's perfect.
100%. And I've never felt more like feminine and like enjoyed being a woman. And I guess I'll talk a little bit to Instagram stories that I posted the other day. If you guys follow me on Instagram, I posted a little something funny.
A little throwback segment.
A little throwback segment. I love that. I was the type of kid that was super creative, and I just did a bunch of random things, I guess, on the computer. And I texted my mom to ask her if she could find a picture of something specific, and she hasn't found it yet, but hopefully she will, because that's a different story for a different time. But all of a sudden, I got all these emails from my mom, and she was like, check out, you know, see attached, check this out. And it was Word documents that I guess I had written as, we did the math. It turns out I was 13, not seven. I think on Instagram, I thought I was like seven or eight. There was one thing from when I was in third grade, and third grade's like eight.
Yeah, it's young. I don't know.
Anyway, in that age bracket of, you know, pre-middle school. And one document that really stuck out to me was a series of diary entries that I had written. They don't have dates on them, which I so wish that they did, but a series of diary entries. And I wanted to read one to you guys because it's so oddly full circle. Okay, well, the first one that cracks me up is, I have a big dream for the future that I would like to share with you. I want to become an actress. I dream big. But if I don't become...
I dream big.
But if I don't become an actress, I want to join the military. I love the idea of serving my country. My dad was in the military, and so were both my grandpas, and my uncle's is in the military now. Love, Lily. Isn't that so cute?
So funny, though.
Okay, but this is the entry that really stuck out to me. And this is the last one, the last entry. So it was a series of like 10.
Yeah, the page was pretty full.
Here we go. Dear Diary, I love being a girl. I can just be free. I can be myself. That's the best part. I can be who I want to be, go for my goals, live my own life, be who I want, not who my friends want me to be, who I want to be. I can run through a field of wildflowers and fall down and just lay there for an hour making pictures out of the clouds, not in the house with a broom.
That's the funniest That's the best part, though.
Not in the house with a broom. She wants to be in the field of flowers. I can take a bubble bath and paint my toes 10 different colors. I can cuddle up with a good book and read all day. I can live my life. I can be me. Love, Lily.
So cute.
Isn't that so sweet? But that I think is like literally what embodies feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Or at least when I think of feminine energy, I literally think of like running through a field of flowers or whatever. And then there's that picture of me as a little girl
with the flowers.
With the flowers. Right. And like literally when I envision like the best version of myself, it's like literally prancing through a field of flowers.
Yeah. Cute.
Crazy. So anyway, she had a good idea of who this woman is.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of crazy like how our best selves are really our childhood selves.
That's what I was gonna say. Just like, you never really change from who you were when you were younger. Like, that's the foundation, truly.
Yeah. If you're anything like me, the supplement aisle at the grocery store can be incredibly overwhelming. And with so many different options, it can be really hard to know that you're choosing the right product with the best benefits. So that's why I started drinking AG1. If you're a longtime listener, you might know that I've been drinking AG1 for about a year and a half to 2 years now. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I love that every scoop includes probiotics, prebiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. Guys, when I tell you that my stomach and my gut and my digestion have never felt better because of AG1, I'm not even joking. I don't know if this is like TMI, but I used to have the worst digestion. I went through a period where I was cutting out all kinds of different foods because I thought that they were the problem, but drinking AG1 has truly changed the game for me because of the probiotics, because of the prebiotics, because of the digestive enzymes. I have truly felt like my gut has improved significantly. And because I've been taking AG1, all of those pain points have been completely mitigated and I am feeling fantastic. AG1 is a supplement that I trust to provide the support that my body needs daily. And that's why they've been a partner on the show for so long. If you want to take ownership over your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/8020. That's drinkag1.com/8020. Check it out. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the good stuff, the topic of
the habits.
The habits.
The way to focus on the things that make you your best you.
The secret to success. So first off, I want to talk about high impact habits. And this is a term that I've kind of tossed around, or that you and I feel like have tossed around lately.
But I think you should definitely like define that for them.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So high impact habits are habits that have the, not to use the word in the definition, but the highest impact, the most effective results on your life with the most minimal effort. And that kind of rolls into the 80-20 principle, you know, do 20% of your habits account for 80% of the good stuff that happens in your life. You can obviously move that ratio around if you need to. But I definitely think that the better your habits and the simpler they are, the easier your life is going
to
be.
Well, and I think when they're simple, it's just natural for you to fall into a rhythm of doing them every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it's like something that your body likes.
Yeah. And you like, and you want to do it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I think that that's the kicker too. Like you have to want to do these things, and it can't just be what you pulled from Instagram or what someone on a podcast told you to do or what outside influencers are
telling
you.
Don't listen to us.
Yeah, so don't listen to a word that we say. No, but in all seriousness, like if you're listening to a podcast and something just kind of doesn't feel right, or you're just kind of like, I feel like I should try that, or I feel like I've done something similar and didn't really work for me. You don't always have to take people's advice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, that's something that I'm trying. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're fine. I cut you off.
That's something that I'm trying to implement into my own life too. If someone that I respect or a friend or a mentor, or if someone gives me advice and I'm kind of like, I don't know if that like sits right with me, it's okay to not take their advice.
Absolutely.
You don't have to do what people tell you to do.
I think it's nice to have conversations, but yeah, like if it doesn't fit into your lifestyle, just say thank you for, you know, what you had to say. I don't know, like, you know, to their face, obviously be complimentary and like accept it. And, you know, maybe even just like go home and think about what they had to say. But like, you know, if what they had to offer wasn't exactly what works for you, just, you know, keep in the back of your mind. Maybe in the future it'll fall into place and seem right. But, you know, if it's not right now, then don't implement it.
Yeah. And that's not to say like don't go looking for advice, because it's super important to kind of
use
the people around you as a sounding board. But I think in your gut, you kind of know what the right thing to do is. Obviously, if someone's like, you shouldn't text that boy, and you go ahead and text him anyway, it's like, well, come on, in your gut, you probably knew that you shouldn't text him because that's why you asked.
Yeah. Or like working out, if your friend's inviting you to, I don't know, like a solid core class, and you go to a couple classes with her, and all of a sudden you're like, honestly, I don't like the way I feel after this. Then say, hey, you know, Lily, I loved going to class with you, but for some reason, I just feel a little off when I do it. You know, my body doesn't react nice to that. So I'm just going to take a step back. Maybe I'll, you know, circle back and come to class with you later on. But let me try something else while I work through, you know, this aftermath of the workout. And then you go to a yoga class and you feel awesome afterwards. And, you know, your body reacts to that workout a lot better than it does to the solid core, you know, reformer Pilates. So you just have to kind of, you know, test things out and see what works for you. But if something's not right, you know when it's not right.
Yeah, absolutely. I think ultimately when you do more activities that have the best effects on your life, the desire to do things that don't make you feel good, or that maybe you deem as bad habits, that urge to do those quote unquote like bad things will naturally kind of just disintegrate.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you fill your schedule up with things that make you feel good, naturally you just don't even have time for the bad things.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a good example in my life has been scrolling social media before bed. This is something that I used to do all the time and something that I still do. Now I've really tried hard to like, okay, when I go get in my bed, I need to actually get like an alarm clock.
We should do that for Christmas for each other.
We should,
and yeah, just charge our phones in the
kitchen.
Even if
they're just like old fashioned, like just, you know, beep, 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 like, you know, put it across the room, have to get up and put your feet on the floor. But I think having the temptation of your phone next to you is really easy. Or like in the middle of the night, if you're like, oh, I can't sleep, like I can just check it. Or sometimes too, if I go to check the time and I see that like I got an email or something, that's really distracting. So
yeah, I'm really bad about my phone, but I don't know why, because it's like when we spent time with friends, I could literally have no idea where my phone is, and that's totally fine. But when it's like you and me in the house, I'm so tempted to just like always be on my phone, especially when I get in my bed and I'm alone. I don't know why though, but like, you know, the 3 days when we were at Megan's house, my phone was charging in the kitchen and I was just like totally unattached to it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't know how to put that into words.
I've also been trying to figure that out because I agree. Or like Sunday night, like after the three of us were just like hanging out in the house, obviously, like we said goodnight, like we all went to our rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
And I slept so good. I woke up that morning when my alarm went off at like 7:30. And I was like, I have not slept better in weeks.
Yeah. And I think that that's just like, you know, when you're with friends and stuff, like your cup feels very full. Mm-hmm. And like, I think we go to social media or like play on our phones because we're looking for a little bit more.
We're trying to like replicate that feeling.
Yeah. Even though honestly,
it's like a false sense of connection.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think like, even if you know in your mind that like, that's not where connection is found, for some odd reason, our brains are trained to search for it there. So it's almost like, I don't know. It's super hard to break that habit. And that's something I'm working through. Like I'll literally sit in my bed and be scrolling on Reels. I'm like, geez, I should really go to bed, and then scroll for another hour.
No, literally.
Which is so bad. It's like, it's literally like angel and devil on my shoulder. You know what I mean? And that is just, it's bad.
What are some things that you think you can do to replicate that friend feeling or replicate the dopamine that you get from the phone that don't involve the phone or that you can do alone when you don't have a friend in the house?
I don't know. I guess, I mean, then good Christian me wants to be like, read my Bible, but like that, I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know. Yeah. I've never been like a reader before bed. I'll read when I wake up, but never before bed, which maybe I should start.
I do think though reading like helps to make me more tired.
Yeah.
But I feel like whatever book I read before bed, it has to be like super light.
Yes, and like exactly. Kind of, and sometimes the Bible's not.
That's the other thing too.
Exactly. Then I start to spiral and I'm like, oh, I need to write about this.
No, literally. And then it like gets the gears turning and I'm like, okay, God.
Kind of wounds
like,
me up.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, well, obviously like he wants me to talk to him and like there's something else that I need to learn here. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I'm on my knees and I'm like.
Literally. Exactly. And that's why I think that both of us should just check each other.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I think that we should definitely get alarm clocks, real alarm clocks, which we have been saying for months.
The hatch.
Oh yeah.
The hatch alarm clock. It's a clock. Like why am I going to spend $200 and then have a subscription?
Have a light wake you up. Like Literally just flip on the switch. I think that we should just definitely be more accountable to each other. And even like our... And granted, we do work on our computers at night and stuff, but I think that like we should eat dinner and just tell each other like, no, you're not allowed to go on technology.
I would agree.
You know, eat dinner, watch a show of Friends or whatever, and then just go to bed.
I would agree. And then I also think too, something that kind of flows into that is making sure that I'm held accountable to my work. Because sometimes I'm like pushing a deadline at like 9:30 or 10
Absolutely.
O'clock. And granted, that's just kind of like being an entrepreneur is like sometimes you just like you work.
You're
going
to flow past 9 to 5.
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like, you know, now I'm working harder than I have in my whole life just because I'm, you know, I mean, I'm not getting a paid holiday. You know, I'm not getting a paid,
right.
paid vacation time.
Well, like, and you know, you shouldn't.
Oh, I wouldn't change it for anything.
No, I was going to say like you shouldn't set too many boundaries because then you're going to like, you know, restrict yourself even more. But I think that as far as like day to day, you should not be staying up till 1 a.m. editing.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, no, that's not healthy for you. Your work is going to be as good as if you were doing it in the midday. Like,
well, and then too, then it's like, okay, well then what was I doing during the day? That was so important that I couldn't actually get my work done. You know,
Let me go to Lululemon. Let me get 2 cups of coffee.
Yeah. If you take a look at trend search, interest in learning a new language is only increasing over time. There tends to be a big spike in the fall, and I think that that's because the fall time is the perfect time to pick up a new hobby, like learning a new language. With Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, which is just enough time to show off at the holidays. Learning a new language was always really hard for me, but since I started using Babbel, the game has completely changed. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are a little bit more like games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's courses are convenient and fun, and they've helped me learn real-life conversation skills, so it's been really easy to learn how to order food or ask for directions or ask where the bathroom is. And I think because Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations, they equip you with the tools that you need to be successful in real-life language situations. With over 10 million subscriptions sold, Babbel is real language learning for real conversations. Here's a special limited time deal for 80/20 listeners to get started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for 80/20 listeners at babbel.com/80/20. Get 55% off at babbel.com/80/20, spelled BABBEL.com/80/20. Rules and restrictions may apply. Okay, so another example that, at least in my own life, that I think has been, I wouldn't say that this has been a habit, but it's just been something in my life. And we can, you know, habits and I guess lifestyle can be intertwined here. Yeah,
absolutely.
And I'm just sharing from personal experience. I'm not, you know, trying to be a, I don't even know. And I hate that I even feel like I need to do a disclaimer to this, but I guess I'll just say what I'm thinking. I'm not participating in hookup culture anymore.
Yep. No.
And I'm not, is this something that I refuse to do? And I think that I've grown so much in the past 6 months to the fact where it just like doesn't even sit right with me anymore.
Yeah. No, I mean, and like anything, you have to naturally come like stumble upon the idea, no matter how many times you hear other people say it, or this is what works for me or whatever, like you naturally have to stumble upon wanting or not wanting to participate in something. And hookup culture for both of us, just out the window. It's not even in the question anymore. Like not interested, no thank you. Kind of been there, done that, and I'm good without it.
100%.
It's not worth it. Emotionally, physically, just no thank you. That's even, all I have to say about that.
Okay, can we get real for a second?
Yeah, no.
Sorry, like, mom, if you're listening, but like, she's probably laughing though. But like, no, I mean, even physically, like hookup culture, never is worth it. Never is worth it.
Like, it's literally like, terrible.
Give me like a good example of a good hookup that you've actually had.
Like, I'm not gonna say it, but no, there's nothing.
There's like, none.
Truly, I mean, no.
We're getting into it today. So I think like the best, I've never really actually like full out talked about sex on the podcast.
I know, but here we go.
The best.
Strap in.
Hazards on. No, I think like the best opportunities for that to happen and for you to have a good time are when you're in a relationship with someone. There's a lot of open communication. I've never had a hookup that has been A, physically good, and B, made me mentally feel good. It's always been about him, and it's always been on his timeline, and it's always been at his beck and call, quite literally, and it's never really been fun.
Ditto. Yeah, I mean, you really hit the nail on the head with that. It's just not, it's so laughable. Honestly, like, there's just, I'm gonna start like laugh crying. There's literally not one time that I can remember that I was like, yeah, go girl, that was worth it. Like, it's so terrible. There is literally nothing in it for the woman. And why would you participate in something that is for married people? film going.
I know. No, but seriously, it's like God created this activity.
High impact activity here, people.
No, God created this activity so that you and your husband could get a little bit closer and, you know, seal the deal. But like, why are we wasting our time and precious energy on guys that are sloppy and drunk and just don't know what they're doing? I hope any of that was like audible.
No, it definitely was. And I'm keeping all of that in because I think if you would have told me like 8 months ago, like, okay, you should probably stop having sex.
By November 2023, you will be celibate.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you would have told me that, I probably would have been like, no way, come on. Because I was so just like set in, I don't even say like set in, I was okay with participating in hookup culture. And I think that I didn't really think about it either way. But I think in the past couple months, I've just really grown in my relationship with the Lord. And I think because of that, my ideas and my lifestyle decisions have shifted. From like a worldly standpoint, we're so okay with giving up our precious energy and letting ourselves be accessible to anyone and everyone.
Well, we're fed lies left and right.
Absolutely. And I'm guilty of it. And, you know, absolutely. I mean, and if you're yeah. listening to this podcast and you're like, oh, like, you know, Lily's show has become so spiritual. I read a review the other day. It's like, it's too religious for me, which is fine. I'll pray for you.
Right. I was going to say.
You know, and if my show's not cutting it for you anymore, that's totally cool. But if you're listening and maybe you're not spiritual, maybe you're not Christian, maybe you're a little turned off right now, that's totally fine. But a prayer that I've been praying lately has just changed my heart. And anytime that I think, you know, oh, maybe I should call it. I'm like, no, like, Lord, change my heart. Like, I know that I'm worthy of better things to happen to me. I'm worthy of good things in my life. And there's nothing that
hookup- there's not a hole in your heart that hookup culture can fill.
100%.
And we're fed, like, our generation is fed these lies left and right because, you know, oh, like, he'll like me if, you know, I just like
put out.
Yeah. And that's not the case, because if that's top on his priority list, then guess what? If you do it, cool, check in the box. I'm going to go find somebody else to do it with too. And if you don't say yes to it, you're like, no, I'm not going to go home with you. He'll be like, all right, cool. Well, this other chick that I met earlier tonight, like in the bar, she'll put out for me. So regardless, if you do or if you don't, he doesn't really want you. If that is what, you know, originally,
that's the priority.
Well,
that's
yeah, priority. If that's like the original, like, meet and greet, then you're not going to be in a relationship with him.
Yeah.
It's truly just not going to work out. And I'm so sorry if, like, this is the first time you're hearing it, but it's so true. Not one of the guys I've hooked up with has been my boyfriend. Shocker. Like, okay, that's fine. Yeah. But like, the next man that I give energy to will be handpicked from God into my life. And he's going to say, hey, listen up, this is the one. And honestly, I'm so down waiting for marriage, because for the first time in my life, I've realized what that truly means. It's not about like, oh, like, you have to test drive the car before you buy it. Like, bullshit. Who cares? You know, like, everything's better when you just wait.
The other thing too is like, you can teach anyone anything. And I don't think that test driving the car is a really good example, because A, I'm not a car.
Exactly.
I'm a human.
Like, how degrading.
Yeah, how degrading. And B, like, I mean, it's not even like an easy, that's not even like an easy comparison.
Well, but that's, you know, just what they say.
No, I know that that's what they say.
Like, I just don't understand, you know, now, because, you know, my views of it have all shifted and everything. And genuinely, like, I have always been like, oh, you know, and felt guilty afterwards, because I'm like, I know that this is not living for the Lord, and I know that these actions don't reflect, you know, I'm not practicing what I preach, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Always felt guilty. But I almost am grateful for kind of riding that wave for a little bit, but peeling off because I know that that's not right. And I've lived it. And then now I'm like, ooh, wish I could take it back, but grateful for learning that lesson. And now I have a completely different view of it. And, you know, I hope that people who are just allowing other people to take their energy, that it's worth it.
But you have to come to that conclusion on your
exactly.
own. And honestly, very similar to your example at the beginning of the episode, like, hey, you know what? I tried solid core a couple times. It really wasn't for me. So I think I'm going to try something different. This is on a much bigger scale, the same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I tried that for a little bit. It's not really working for me. This thing that people are telling me to do, this worldview that people are telling me to have, not really working for me. I'm going to try something different. And I think that that in and of itself is the secret to maintaining high impact, healthy habits.
Absolutely.
Or high impact activities that you participate in or don't participate in, is because you came to the conclusion on your own that, hey, this works for me and that doesn't. And I want to, with all my heart, do the thing that does work for me.
Absolutely. And like, one last thing I'll say about like relationships, and you can either cut this out or like move it around. But like, I think that if you're looking for a relationship and you know, you're searching everywhere, quite literally high and low, and you know, you've kind of wound up in the hookup culture, and you're in it and you're not really for it, I think that like the best thing is to actually take a step back, reevaluate your priorities. And if you are religious and, you know, God is top of your priority and you want a godly man to lead you in life, you're not going to find it in that pool of people. And I think that the best way to find it, if you're looking, is to not look at all and just grow in your relationship with God, and He will place the right person in your life at the right time. And I know that's super cliche, but it's very true. And the second you stop putting all your energy in focusing on a worldly relationship and switch it to a relationship with the Holy Spirit, like everything, everything will fall into place. And He will give you the man that you've been looking for. And that man will also have God as his top. And together you'll foster this beautiful relationship. And honestly, it'll be so seamless and easy and breezy because he's right in the center of it. And the physical stuff won't even matter. That's literally not even going to be a problem or a challenge that you guys face because God's leading the way.
When you make a decision to actively pursue high impact habits or high impact activities that you've chosen that have the biggest effect on your life, you will naturally start to surround yourself with people who have similar goals in mind or similar desires for their life. If you go to the gym or you start going to a new gym and then all of a sudden you make friends in that new gym, they're probably going to have similar goals to you, because if you guys all have the same, or say if it's like a spin studio, you guys all have a goal of being really good at spin or whatever your goal is.
Yeah, it's like one common interest.
One common interest can help you to foster a community. And I think that when I at least have put a priority on the building a community piece and just meeting people without the worry of like, oh, like this guy could be the one, or like, oh, like I kind of have a crush on him. Like when you start doing that, it just becomes about the singular relationship rather than building a community where you are. And I think a big, big, big piece of shifting your lifestyle, changing your heart, maintaining high impact habits, call it what you want, comes from the people that you surround yourself with, because you really are a byproduct of the 5 to 10 people that you spend the most time around. I truly believe that. And you can feel it. Like deep down in your gut, you can feel it when you walk away from a hangout and this person makes you feel so good about yourself and your cup is full, versus when you come away from a hangout and you're like, I just feel so bad about myself.
Or just even drained. Like, oh, my social battery's so done. That's not the feeling when you are around people who fill your cup.
100%.
You just like want to like like smile and give people hugs and like you don't continue want them to be, like you don't want them to leave and stuff. And I think that like, as far as friends and you know, the people around you, when you take out the bad habits or even have a shift in your perspective, even just the past couple of weeks, like all of a sudden, like people are my friends. Yes. But, I don't have this pull to be around them as much as I once did, just because their lifestyle, their habits, their view of the world isn't necessarily aligned with what I do and feel. So almost, yeah, it's draining to be around them, but it's also just kind of annoying. And not to sound like a bad friend, but I just know that like I can only be with them for X amount of time because what they say is so vastly different from what I believe and what I do that it's not making me a better person. If anything, it's only holding me back from being a better person.
Yeah. And not in the sense that like, oh, like I just don't agree and they're like, you know, whatever, because I feel like a lot of people might listen. And actually, you know, by now, if you're listening, you're probably a chiller. But like, I think that like, you know, oftentimes when you hear people like, oh, well, I don't hang out with them anymore because they don't believe the same thing as me. It's like, no, not that they're not challenging you or they're not being a good friend or, you know, improving your self-development, but just in the sense that like, dang, sometimes you listen to someone talk and you're like, yeah, I don't think that like, this is something that I can condone.
Kind of like roll with anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I have a few friends. It's just so like, I feel like mean to say I have a few friends in mind, but it's true. Like, you know, the people who have been in my life for a long time or, you know, have come and gone or my new friends, they're all so different because it's different seasons of me attracting different types of people, which is totally not a bad thing. Honestly, I think that's a great thing.
Well, and you need different people in your life for different reasons.
Absolutely.
In different seasons.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But last thing I'll say about this is just like, it is hard, and we've definitely talked about this on a different episode together. It's hard to continue the friendships that you once had when you were different. And carry 100%. That into a new season. If you've changed so much, it's almost like you don't understand each other as friends anymore, which is sad, but it's the truth. And that's how life works. So it's.
Yeah. And I think part of that too is just growing up.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. For you, you're in a very different season than your friends who are in college full time. You know, I mean, you are a full adult, you don't get a Christmas break.
Yeah, that was a kicker. I had a bunch of friends asking me like when my Thanksgiving and Christmas breaks were, and I was like, I'm an adult. I don't have a break. Like I'm working like up until Thanksgiving, day after, you know, like I won't be home for 10 days celebrating.
Yeah. But and that's just growing up, I think, and realizing different seasons will call for different people. And I don't know, maybe next time we do an episode on surrounding yourself with high impact people.
That would be good.
Cause I think that's been a really big theme in my life lately as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is your secret to maintaining these high impact habits?
So my secret would probably have to be that eventually you'll get to a point where you naturally accept this shift and your desires will shift, and then your daily practices will shift. And then because you genuinely want to, you'll be able to maintain said habit, daily practice, activity, whatever it is, because ultimately you've already made up your mind. You already have your mind made up going into something. And if you know that this is something that I wanna do, this is something that I wanna accomplish, I will. I will make it a daily habit. I will make it a daily practice. I will practice what I preach. I will talk the talk and walk the walk. But if you're kind of like lukewarm about it, if you're wishy-washy about it, if it's someone else's idea being told to you, if it's someone else's daily practice that they said that you should check out or try, you're gonna half-ass it.
Yeah, and that's what my little secret was gonna be, just like finding what works for you and what genuinely works for you and what your body likes to do, what your mind likes to do. Not trying to replicate somebody else's habit, because that's when you fall short. That's when things aren't as successful, because it's not yours. It was somebody else's, and it's just copyright.
If you guys liked this episode, I am starting a program called In the 20, and it is going to be a little bit of coaching, a little bit of mentorship, a lot of community, and it's going to be all about creating and maintaining high impact habits for a healthy and peaceful life. So if you're interested in that, it will be launching in early 2024. You can click the link in the show notes to join the waitlist. That's kind of all I have for you. Lex, do you want to shout out your socials so people can find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lex Rayko. That's my personal account, or at Soulful Lex. That is my yoga account because I am a yoga instructor.
Where do you teach?
I teach at True Moon Yoga in Arnold, Maryland. And then I also just do fun events on, you know, the Eastern Shore here in Annapolis. So if you're in the Annapolis, Baltimore, yada, yada, yada areas, love it if you guys checked out the studio. If you're free, I'm also hosting an event on November 30th at Pusser's Annapolis in one of the private event spaces. It's going to be a DJ yoga event. So a 60-minute yoga class for Toys for Tots. So entry fee is just bringing in one unwrapped toy to donate for Toys for Tots. And
or
then,
more. You can always bring more.
Yeah, or more. And then after the 60-minute yoga class, we are going to open up a cash bar in the back of the room. So some fun drinks, maybe some appetizers, but would love if you guys were there and came out for some fun. It is a holiday theme, so holiday attire is encouraged, but not
mandatory.
Yeah,
but it should be mandatory.
It should be. We might do a best dress costume. Not sure about that one yet, but yeah, I'm super pumped. So yep, November 30th from 6 to 7 will be yoga, and then after that, cash bar, one unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots.
See you guys there. Okay, and y'all know where to find me. If you don't, all of that stuff will be linked in the show notes. Come back next week. We are starting our holiday series. I think I'm going to call it Home for the Holidays, but I don't really know.
Love it, though.
I like that.
Okay. It's cozy.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. Because I will be at home. I'm thinking like big comfy couch. We'll put the tree up.
Yeah.
We'll talk about gratitude, giving,
Being present,
because every day is a gift. All right, guys, love you so much. Have a great rest of your day. I hope that you loved this episode, and I will talk to you next week.